Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are next.
Said the little Andrew to his friends, Ben and Adam.
Can you hear what I hear?
Yes, we hear what you hear.
Fall on your knees.
That's a different song. That's a different song.
They don't come in and say fall on your knees in
my
the middle
God.
Of the
night. Welcome to the Grawlix Saves the World. My name is Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy. Andrew, are you there?
And I'm Andrew Orville.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through challenges. And we were trying to do a sort of end of year holiday concert like you would do at your middle school.
Just door-to-door caroling.
Or door caroling, perhaps. And Andrew and I had been working for a while on that song.
We'd been practicing.
As I'm sure the listener can tell. And
guys,
Ben,
I'm sorry. I just feel like we haven't done enough falling to our knees this year. And I think that that's a big thing. A Grawlix challenge. Let's fall to our knees. Let's
fall to our knees in pray, fall to our knees in subordination, fall to our knees
at a Flying J truck stop. Yes.
Whatever you need.
A choose your own adventure.
Yes. Yes. Fall on your knees. I don't know why I roll the R on it.
Listen, we're feeling giddy. We're feeling excited because it's the end of the year. This is the final podcast episode, final Grawlix Saves the World of 2022.
Man, and, what a year. What a year, Adam. I feel like this is the year that the world finally got it right. Am I right? Like, this is when we're dialing things in. 2022.
Absolutely.
A year to remember. Yeah. I was Christmas shopping ornaments with my Christmas shopping ornaments. Is that the sentence I'm going with?
We know
going
you so well. We need no connective thread between words.
Christmas shopping ornaments. Beep, beep, beep.
This is no longer Andrew. We're using one of those nifty AI generators in his place.
Sure.
Yeah, I've been replaced. It just needs to giggle and misspeak a lot. And that's pretty much the program. But I was looking at an ornament that was a date specific 2022 ornament. And I was like, oh, maybe I should get this. And I was like, think of even one thing you want to remember about this year. And I was like, yeah, I'll pass. I'll pass on the 2022 ornament, I guess.
Yeah. But bright side, as a podcast, this has been a good year for us. We've grown a lot. Our numbers have grown. We did a lot of amazing challenges. Our Patreon base, who are amazing and super supportive, have made it possible for us to do a lot more this year. So while the world continues to burn around us, inside our little cellar,
we gain strength. Yes. We drink in the suffering.
Ben, you're right. Somewhere around April, I says to myself, I'm going to start trying on this podcast.
And we could tell.
And I feel like I've carried it through mostly to the end of the year.
Look what we did. We swam with Olympians, right? Didn't we do that?
Yep.
We went to a rage room so Andrew could work on some stuff. Mm-hmm. We tried to stop swearing. We looked at our attachment styles.
We tried to read Ulysses.
Right? Yeah, we tried to read Ulysses. We jammed crystals in our urethras. Remember, y'all?
We did. I think that's when I started trying the sort of chakra.
You're like, someone needs to take over these challenges because this is terrible.
It's not happening this episode, I'll tell you that, because the three of us have our hands firmly on the wheel. All six of our hands, same wheel. It's a disaster.
Triple-decker laps.
Dick
I'm on top.
Ass on dick. We're ready to drive this car. How high up
hands
is
at
the 10 steering
and 2 and 11 and 3 and 12 and 4 driving down the road Grawlix style.
Could not be safer. Think of all these hands on the wheel. Think of all these redundant brake feet just waiting to
just
stomp the brake.
6 feet down there. All fighting for the brake so hard and the gas.
Andrew's new album, Redundant Brake Feet, will be out in 2023.
Imagine what an airbag would do to the three of us in a car crash.
Just stacked like a car full of pink mist. Yeah, this another another one, Eulogies for the Living. Remember that with our
oh,
good
yeah.
pal?
That was a live one. That was a good one.
That was the first one of the year was with our friend from across the pond, Matt Kirshen. And so, yeah, there's been a number of challenges, but dudes, what do you do as an end of the year challenge?
December is not the month to start new stuff. It's the end of the year. Instead of starting a new challenge, what if we look back and we refine a challenge that we already did?
Oh, that's cool.
I like that because it sounds easier.
Me too.
No, I think that makes sense on a kind of self-help podcast like this. I think our listeners, you know, if you're trying to improve your life, you can look back on certain things that you've done to do that maybe you've let go of, that maybe would be worth revisiting.
Okay.
Let's run it back. Are there challenges or is there a particular challenge within the last year that you feel you should redo for whatever reason? You know, maybe you didn't do it well enough. Maybe you feel like you could use it more now than ever before.
Maybe you feel like this really does improve the world more than other challenges and you wanted to do it again.
Okay, I like it. We just pick our own?
No, Andrew, we don't make our own. We revisit one.
I said we just pick our own.
I said, do we make our own?
I said pick.
I think I'm going to do a challenge to go get a hearing test. I love your idea, Ben, but I'm going to go get a hearing test as my challenge.
Nice. We've been wanting that because my...
What?
Yeah, well, my arm's getting...
What?
Adam over here, the one with the tattoos.
I said I'm going to do a hearing test as a different challenge to see if everything's working all right up there.
Well...
What?
And this, the problem is that Adam has been working at the Earnestness Horn Lighthouse, and he's standing so close to the horn.
Yeah, it's deafening.
Just full blast into my ears.
We all have to rotate each year who mans the Earnestness Horn.
It's worth
and,
it.
At nights, of course, Ron does it during the days, but the boy has to sleep. And so at nights, we watch the horn to protect cargo ships coming in to rip sound.
Yeah, I mean, if no one's out there at the Earnestness
Horn
Lighthouse,
horn bandits,
the ships of cynicism will crash under the shores.
Oh, the ships of cynicism. Yeah, and you can't have that. Not on the rocks of Literal Bay. You can't have this.
There's another bay called Literal Bay.
There is. There's several bays. Yeah.
Oh my
Rift
God.
City is shaped like a ninja.
It's like
star.
An island shaped like a gear. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's a lot of inlets. So anyway, I think this is an amazing challenge. We run it back and let's tear the fourth wall down on this one. We've all done it. We've been doing this challenge.
We recorded the entire podcast in January of 2022.
All of this was done in one shot.
Every episode. We sat down
enough
for 3 days.
Of the BS, okay? Yep. We did it all in one.
No, we all have done the challenge already.
Yep. Yep.
We're gonna break. And everyone did complete this challenge, correct? We all found something that we felt worthwhile to repeat,
yeah,
to redo.
Yep, I've definitely been doing it.
Okay, and we'll get it. We'll come after the break. We'll tell you what we thought was our personal favorite challenge or the one that we wanted to bring back. And there's so many to choose from. I can't wait to see what you guys chose. I think I would encourage our listeners to kind of revisit things they've done and see if they want to pull some stuff back into their daily routine.
I love it.
We're going to do some stand-up comedy. Why don't I do this? Why don't I do Ben's introduction verbatim? Oh, why don't we do this? We're going to listen to some live comedy that happens at our live show at the world famous Bug Theater live the last Saturday of every month. Please enjoy some comedy from our dear friend Lizzie Wolfson. And when we'll come back, we'll have more challenge. Stay tuned. What do you think of my Ben Roy, dude?
I liked it.
That was pretty good. Yeah. You don't even need Ben to do that anymore.
Well, I don't know about that.
But... Stay tuned.
Me and my girlfriend, we got together very fast, which is very common with lesbians. If you know lesbians, it's very common for us to start dating and immediately move in with each other. So in the queer community, what we like to say is that with lesbians, the second date is a U-Haul. It's kind of fun, right? U-Haul lesbians, you've probably heard of it. But I did have to do a little bit of research on this. I wanted to know why, you know? I found an article. Turns out, scientific reason for this, when women come, they actually produce more of the bonding hormone, and men are trash. So... It was on BuzzFeed, so I'm pretty sure... it was correct, you know? It also told me what kind of Disney princess I would be afterwards. It said the Beast, so... BuzzFeed's getting rude in its old age, you know?
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back, and through the magic of podcasting... 5 minutes has elapsed, and I got to tell you guys, in that 5 minutes, three separate cargo ships full of cynicism have crashed onto the rocks of Rift City, and there's not a lot of survivors. There's cargo everywhere.
And all those TVs!
The
ruined.
Rift City residents are diving into the water to get anything they can. They're so hungry for basic
TVs.
Necessities and commodities. Yeah. It's a mess. If you're anywhere near Rift City, do not go down.
Stay away from the shores of Literal Bay. That's, you know what I mean.
Literal Bay.
Other than that warning up front, I want to ask, but I know the answer. Yep. We've all done the challenge, and I'm just very curious to see what you guys chose.
Okay.
And I think I'd like to ask Andrew, old hog face, what did you do?
Old hog face.
I'd like to, and I do think of him that way, but he also made it his little title on his
Yeah,
on
we have
screen
titles on our screen,
on right
and
now.
Andrew's his old dog face.
That's because my friend let me use his Netflix, and I made my profile name Old Hog.
It's a perfect shared Netflix profile name. So yep, Old Hog yep. Face, how did you improve yourself again this year? I'm trying not to be so mean to people with my nicknames. It's not going well.
Yeah. Not if they give it to themselves. I'm taking the power away from you and giving it to myself by giving myself a mean nickname, leaving you defenseless.
Yep, I got nothing to throw at you, bud.
So I went through the list of episodes. We do two episodes a month. So I went through and I analyzed which challenges I thought I didn't need to revisit, either because I did them well or because they didn't really benefit the world, like the Inbox
Stop
Zero
it.
Challenge.
Every
that
challenge.
Was so misguided.
Every challenge so benefits the world. Everyone knows that.
Well, some more than others, and some jumped out. I was like, some I didn't do at all, like the mushrooms mm-hmm. challenge.
Yes, you ran it back and you did mushrooms.
I was like,
Andrew,
you should just go get some shrooms and eat a handful of mushrooms. And I was like, quiet, animal brain, we're not going
to
do mushrooms.
I remember that. The only way to describe you in that episode is cowardly.
Wow, you had a little left in the tank. I'm gonna have to add old cowardly hog face to my screen name. Yes, I did not do shrooms. If you're not familiar with that episode, I did not do shrooms. I did not even microdose them, but I did not revisit that challenge because I had a good reason for not doing them, and I still have a good reason for not wanting to do them. So I did not do that. But I looked at the Rage Room challenge, which I was very critical of. And
you hated it.
I was very cynical. You want to talk about the ships of cynicism? I was captaining one on that challenge because if you listen to the episode, you could tell I was like, whatever, this is like silly. And it was fun hanging out with you guys and smashing stuff. But
we disagree.
Overall, I didn't get much from the challenge. So I decided to revisit the Rage Room challenge. And instead of going and paying to hang out in a dilapidated building with other people's junk, I decided I have my own dilapidated building and my own junk.
What?
So I'm going to Rage Room on my property.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
DIY Rage. As if your neighbors aren't concerned enough by just just your everyday old hog face antics. Now you're throwing this into your backyard.
So... So I have this little building in my backyard. It's a stable. That might make you, the listener, envision that I live on some sort of estate.
Right. Let's call it what it is. It's a Black Widow nursery. It's a place where Andrew grows dangerous spiders.
It's straight out of a Friday the 13th movie. It's a terrifying little building that, yes, at one point horses were kept right. in, but now it's for my bicycles and junk. And I was like, this will be my rage room. Right. I'm going to rage out in here. So,
it's a terrifying place. If all dogs go to heaven, this is for the bad horses that go to hell. It's Andrew's stable in the back.
And all
of his
horses
yard.
Do go to hell. That's the movie that they didn't end up making.
All dogs go to heaven, race horses go to hell.
All horses go to hell is a great name for a Western.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
Nicole, if you're listening to this episode, I apologize. Our friend Nicole, horse enthusiast. So I curated some objects, some various junk that I wasn't going to smash anything new because it's, you know, wasteful or usable.
How many copies of your first CD?
Oh, I've got boxes of them. I should have smashed
them. Am I the only one that gets scared when Andrew says I curated a few objects? That makes me nervous.
Okay, I chloroformed a dentist from the local strip mall. Whatever. Potato, tomato, you get it. I kidnapped a guy. No. I had a variety of objects, chief among them, back when we were making TV money and I lived in Los Angeles, I needed new furniture. And so I went to a store. I think it was called Scandinavian Designs. It had a boring name, whatever it was, but it was expensive.
On South Broadway?
No, this was in Los Angeles.
Oh, it was in LA. Yeah, okay.
And I bought, in a moment of foolishness flush with money, I bought a new dining table that was white. Who buys a white dining table? What
a
sort
cokehead.
Of
cool
Los Angeles cokeheads? Yeah.
I bought a white dining room table. And at the time, my daughter was, I think, like 6 or 7. What am I doing?
Cocaine. We just told you what you're doing.
In like a week, it had marker on it. And then I got these upholstered dining chairs. I've never had upholstered dining chairs. I usually had IKEA dining chairs, but for whatever reason, I got these upholstered, cushioned dining chairs, like the kind of dining chairs, I don't know, maybe Adam would have in his house, but I would never have normally seen out in the world. The kind of dining chairs that would be in the separate dining room that like rich people don't even use. It's just like set up and they're like, oh, no, we eat in here in the kitchen at the table. This is our like nice dining room. I bought these
chairs.
This
is our performative space.
Yes, exactly. So I got some of those chairs. And of course, just like the table, they got disgusting almost instantly. They were so gross. They were nasty. They were hard to clean. And some of them got wobbly. So anyway, those were out in the stable. So I decided to rage out on some of these broken ass wobbly chairs.
Yes.
Along with a panel of fencing.
What the fuck? And there's this, but I'm laughing because it doesn't sound easy to break. This sounds like a real job.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So I went to town on this chair and I'll give it to Scandinavian Designs. They can take a pretty serious beating. I guess it got wobbly over the years of sitting on it, but it could take a bat so many times. I really had to put in the effort. Well,
clearly,
to
you've never
destroy
been to a formal
chair.
Dinner in Sweden. They're banging those things over each other's backs. It's so fucking violent. It really has to be able to sustain an attack.
Yeah, I mean, it was really absorbing the beatings. But my neighbor next door was outside taking care of his leaves, like blowing them, while I'm out there attacking this chair with a baseball bat, just raging out.
What time of day? What time of day did you decide?
It was about 1 p.m., sure. So post-lunch rage. And you know what? Like a gentleman, he didn't say anything.
What do you say in that situation? Hey, old hog face. Happy Tuesday.
Everything.
This is the time when living in a neighborhood full of libertarians really pays dividends, right?
Yes. You know? Yeah, they're like, just leave everybody alone. This guy's working some shit out. I mean, in my neighborhood, this is probably one of the healthier expressions of emotion that you're ever going to see. So,
yeah,
I raged out and I beat the fuck out of that chair. It It resisted it, but I won.
Okay.
I did destroy the chair.
Did it have any value for you? Did it feel good? Did it do anything?
So in the original Rage Room Challenge, if you'll remember, it didn't really do anything with me. It was just fun hanging out with you
again,
all. And
agree to disagree.
If memory serves, it became a bit more performative just to be like, who can hit it the best? Spoiler, not me. But it was less about the emotional
venting
side of it.
Andrew, not venting true. If we're talking about who can hit it by the stand, the pedestal you were repeatedly told not to hit.
The steel beam.
Yes. You hit that the best.
By far the best.
Yeah, and or air, dead air. If by it you mean air, you hit it better than Adam and I could have ever done.
Exactly.
That's true. I did connect and not connect in spectacular fashion. But
just
I found
like
that
you
when
talking
I was
to people at a party.
hey, real quick, producer Switch. Ron, is there a sound of a backboard breaking that we could get? Thank you.
The Riff City backboards of verbal dunking.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Thank you, Adam, for thinking I get any connections at a party. That was kind of you.
Sure.
So it was very different by myself in my backyard. It definitely had a more an intimate feel. There was no performative nature. I was not hanging out with my friends. We were not joking around. I was not filming it. It was just me letting out some pent up rage on these inanimate objects.
To the listener, would you tell them to do this on their own? It's like, if you really need to get some shit out, this helps. Go in your backyard and rage on some shit.
Here's the thing. Within like less than an hour, I was still like irritated and pissed and cranky. It did not give me any kind of actual catharsis or relief in the way, say, a yoga session or a nice workout might. During it, I was definitely got more benefit from it than I did the first time when I was doing it by myself in my backyard, for sure. But as far as like any kind of sustained relief, I still think there are going to be healthier, more quality outlets for your rage than smashing stuff.
So you are now 2 for 2 on rage rooms being unsuccessful for you.
Yeah, I've tried the corporate version and I've tried the DIY backyard version. And I think for me, smashing stuff is not the cure for my rage.
Yes.
Adam, what about you? What'd you do?
Well, I went through all the options like Andrew did, and I was pressed for time. So I thought, what was the most undeniably good thing we did for the world? That was my approach. Not like where did I underperform or whatever, but what was the actually does the most tangible good for the world, which in my opinion is give blood.
Oh,
it was clear that helps. I learned when we gave blood that I have, you know, O negative, which is universal donor blood, which they covet somewhat. So I was like, I'm going to give blood. But I also knew that was easy. And I decided I wanted to do another challenge, which is, I've been off social media for 5 days at this point of recording.
Whoa.
And I've been just going for a week, off social media, which was a year one Grolix challenge. But I decided as long as I did a year two, give blood, and then year one, be off social media while I'm doing it. So I've done both those things. I got 2 more days of no social media, and I'm so bored and lonely.
Okay, so how have both been? How was the second time giving blood?
The second time giving blood was very different because we all went to Vitalant's offices. It's an organization that takes blood around Colorado. And so there was sort of the setup infrastructure. I just went on. There was 1 day I could do it. And so I had to go with one of their mobile units that just constantly drives around taking blood at various places. So
terrifying.
Guys, I had a fun trek out to Adams County Human Resources off of 120, went to the county attorney's conference room, and they just had a mobile MASH unit set up. So while everyone was there trying to get their fucking whatever necessary government forms they needed, I just had to meander through the building being like, I'm here to give blood, everyone.
Adam just bleeding while people are trying to get a fishing license, right?
Yeah, just like in the way. Just, excuse me, pardon me.
And we're always trying to get like Patreon content for Ron to put out there. And I'm like, I'm at a faceless human services building, trekking up to the third floor to give blood. But But the Vitalant people were great. The real nice thing is I remember Andrew and I were trying to compete over who could give blood faster. And I beat my time previous. I gave that the amount of blood they needed in like 5 minutes.
You've been
change.
Working on it at home with those leeches. So
well, and they
it's
said no
off.
One had ever done it that speed while that hard. Because
oh,
most
wow.
of the blood was downstairs, but I just was I was feeling it on every level. And I really pumped it out.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Sounds yeah. fun, yeah. and
did you notice any different reactions physically? Anything like that?
No, not at all. And it took a while. There were a number of people giving blood, so I had to wait for a while. So I heard their spiel about what to do afterwards. And it was just like, sit here for 15 minutes. Drink a lot of water, fruit juice helps, have one of our snacks, you know, don't have a cigarette if you smoke for a half hour. If you're going to drink or have caffeine, have a meal afterwards. I heard all the spiel, so I was very familiar with what they were saying to do afterwards, but I was in a hurry and I just grabbed a granola bar and I ran out the door and off to my next appointment, drank some water in the car. I didn't feel a thing and I was smoking and drinking on the highway.
Oh, cool. Wow. Cool, 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 cool. Good story, bud.
Win in Adams County, am I right?
Win in Adams County, exactly. I got to get to American Furniture Warehouse yesterday. No, guys, I did not. I actually did not drink that night. I remember last time, I think we had a show and I had some beers after giving blood and it was awful the next day. So, yes, I definitely, I just had no beers that day and the world was just fine.
I had no beers that day. The blood thing is something I have to go back and do.
You still haven't given blood?
No, I haven't had a chance to get past my anxiety.
Because you were in the UK from 80 to 89. We know that. We know that. So I gave blood. I'm a great person. And being off social media is always the best. I'm very curious. My only question is, in 2 days when I resume social media, will I have lost work from being off?
No, what?
Did I miss a gig this week? Because I get a lot of bookings through social media, like I'll especially locally.
Yeah, I do miss stuff on social media.
I think it's just so great to get off social media for a week and stop staring at your phone and just read instead of looking at your phone and shit like that. But I'm very curious to see, and maybe I'll update it in 2023. So hold on to your fucking butts, listeners.
Wow.
But I'm very curious to see if any work offers came in that I missed.
That is true. I do get the occasional one. Yeah, everyone, remember the big Twitter fiasco? Everyone was like, I'm leaving Twitter. And everyone is acting destroyed over it. But it's like, if you were lucky enough to reflect on your life, on your deathbed, you will profoundly regret every second you spent on social media. At no point will you be lying there like, thank God I was on Instagram for hours a day. You will feel the deepest, most profound sense of regret for every second you spent your human life on social media. So good for you, Adam. Good job.
Sure. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. So those are my challenges. And I encourage our listeners to do both of those things. I think they're both phenomenal for the world.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thanks, Ben. And I can tell that feels heartfelt.
Well, you know, I like to give it to you real.
What did you do, big boy?
Mine, I redid the morning pages, where the, as I call them, burn journals. So the pages.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Where you write every morning. Partly because I have been sort of ordered to do so.
By the court?
Yes, it's court ordered. I'm going to sound the biggest, loudest earnestness horn we can find, Ron.
Probably the lighthouse.
It is, just straight from the lighthouse. One of those deafening ones. The reason you have to get an ear test, Adam.
What?
This has been a... I sent you guys a message earlier this week just apologizing because this has been kind of an eye-opening week for me. I had a couple things happen that were kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, I think, with my depression. We've been, I think, all year sort of joking about how I've been spiraling and how unhappy I've been, and I played in on the joking. I was part of it. But I don't think I had realized how like depressed and down I had got. And, you know, this week I was supposed to be coming to Maine, which I'm here in Maine recording right now. Very difficult to come to this place sometimes for me because it, a lot of memories and a lot of feelings of loneliness and isolation out here. And my son was supposed to come with me and he couldn't come along. And then I'd been seeing somebody and then we had decided to be friends, but now our friendship is kind of strained because of continued communication issues. I kind of had a breakdown and definitely been one of the more eye-opening experiences. I think I told you, Adam, it was like all the lights turned on and it was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing down here? You know, you're sitting in you're in the basement. And I looked around and I was like, holy shit, I've been depressed, so unhappy for a few years now since COVID and my marriage ending and my son growing up and not having him around daily because I don't live with them. I just realized how incredibly low I had sunk to the point where I was sleeping a few hours in the middle of the day, not completing projects. And it just, I think I needed some sort of a wake up call that things had, you know, got so low for me, you know?
Yeah, bud.
I think, sorry. I don't think I realized how much over the years since I was a teenager, how much I had learned to hate myself and my self-esteem. Losing my family and my work was the only thing I had tethered myself to. And I started to just not see any value in myself. And I wondered why people were friends with me. And I think those last two things were like these moments where I realized I was drowning. I started going to therapy and recently, but I don't think I was really trying. I think I was doing the equivalent of walking around the gym and just like, you know, pushing on a machine and being like, what's this do? You know, like I wasn't actually putting anything into it. And so I started going a couple times a week again and really trying to confront these things. And part of it was, you know, she was like, you should start writing every morning, writing your thoughts, writing, journaling, doing a morning pages. And, so that's what I chose to do. Sorry, I didn't mean to make this super heavy.
No, dude, it's
no apology necessary.
You and I talked the other day about all this, and as I said, then no apology necessary. But you were like, "No, I insist." And I think the good thing is that what you said, which is that like it did feel like the lights turned on a little bit for you, and that you may have been going through the motions of therapy just because you know, like, oh, I'm fucked up this way, I'm fucked up that way, but it's almost like I'm playing the hits. Versus actually doing work that's beneficial. And I don't know. I mean, like, it's a sad, and it makes us sad that you're at this place. But I was encouraged because I was like, yeah, buddy, like, your depression has become a punchline on this podcast. And now you kind of are saying, like, hey, I think I'm ready to fucking actually work on this. Like, I'm starting to look at myself in a way I haven't looked at myself in a while, which is everything in therapy and yeah. Self-improvement.
Yeah, man, my hands are shaking even talking about like.
Is it Andrew?
It is.
Is it Andrew? It the is. Problem?
It's a problem, and if we could blank his screen out, no, I think
I'd feel more comfortable if Andrew wasn't on the pod right now while we talk about this.
I think
thought I heard an Ernest's horn, so I was sitting and being quiet, but I guess
you
I was
know
wrong.
There's a statute of limitations.
You're about to be dashed on the rocks of literal bay if you're not. No, I think having our television show end and that experience was difficult. I think, as you guys know, I went into pursuing charges for the things that happened to me when I was a kid with the Catholic Church, like trying to file charges against the people who did this. And the silence that has now come from the investigators that don't respond to my emails, despite the fact that that more stuff has come forward. And then everything that happened from 2020 on, it's a boiling frog. Depression is, you just don't realize. You start to slowly adjust to its effects. And before you know it, you're just living that way. And I was in a fog, like I go about the day, do everything I was doing. But I wasn't enjoying much of it at all. I didn't enjoy writing. I didn't enjoy. And I'm trying now really hard to stand up and to find like why people would like me, you know, why I don't have to hold on to things that may be unhealthy simply because I'm afraid I'll never have them again. You know, I went to sleep the other night. The nights are, holy fuck. I mean, for people out there listening, nights are the worst. I'll wake up positive during the day, but the minute I have to start going to my room and getting ready for bed, that's when the days become so fucking long. And I fell asleep the other night, literally sobbing, like saying, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. I've never done that before. Like, I've just had to talk myself through it. And, so yeah, anyway, I don't know why I'm saying all this, but I just want you guys to know that I love you and I appreciate you guys standing by. I mean, I'm sorry that if I half-assed some of these challenges or, you know, but I think this is one that's important right now for me. And so this is what I've been doing, doing these. And they're mostly just verbal sketches of Andrew where I cartoon his proportions.
I like that.
To ridiculous.
That sounds really
fucking
good.
Fucking asshole.
It's really good.
I'm being held emotionally hostage here.
What I do is I make his calves huge, but the rest of his body very
small. FedEx calves. Yeah.
Well, like something that R. Crumb would ride on the back of.
I want to say I love you too, man. This is beautiful. And like, you're asking why people would like you, why friends, like it's like this type of emotional honesty is why people love you and why Benroy Nation exists, because people are drawn to you. It's beautiful, man. And it's like you're very just real, whether it's comedy or music or this. And I applaud you getting to a point where light is on you. And this is why Ben is a very beautiful soul, and all the people who know Ben know that already. And so you can apologize because you feel like you have to ask it, but you were funny as fuck this year on the podcast, as you've been funny as fuck with everything through all your trauma. And you being you and being honest about the way you feel and continuing to do that is why we're friends with you and why people love the shit you put into the world, buddy. Well, so I can't say that more sincerely.
Yeah, you're well loved by the world.
I appreciate that. I didn't realize how sad, and people say nice things and I choke up and I don't make eye contact. And I learned that a long time ago, to be ashamed of myself and things that had happened, and a lot of guilt from how I handled my life and being gone away from my son for a lot of it, traveling and chasing something largely because I was running. And I love you guys and thank you for saying that. And I hope it, you know,
buddy, we love you so much. And I think, as I said to you the other day, before we went to a terrible Lemonheads concert, it was
bad.
By
the what the fuck was up with Evan Dando,
that was
dude?
Yeah, it was fucked up. I think he's doing worse than you.
I almost just spit all over my redneck mic setup here.
I mean it as somebody who's been through a lot of shit as well. Like, the point that you're at is a point of clarity, and it is a bottom, and then it's just only up from here. And I'm like proud of you for staring in the mirror and being like, ah, fuck, I got to change some stuff. Like, I'm really, that is just the healthiest spot to be at. And we're all cloaked in shame about this shit, and you keep apologizing, and you don't need to. It's great. It's not, I'm sorry that you're here, but it's great that you're aware that you're here.
Well,
and
yeah, just knowing that you were suddenly in the basement, knowing where you are lets you know where you can go from there. Not knowing where you are, you can't go anywhere because you are in that kind of hidden space. So
yeah,
I said this to you the other day too, but I feel like a big part of therapy is identifying and language. And sometimes you're like, you don't even know what the problem is that you have until someone's like, oh, you have obsessive compulsive disorder. You're like, I didn't know what to call it. So now it's just like, I've got the language. I can insert a plan of attack. And I feel like this is similar in that you're like, okay, I've realized where I'm at. And so now I can start the fucking work, which is a huge breakthrough. Any therapist would tell you to like finally be actually self-aware versus pretending you're self-aware. But like feeling it and being there, you're there.
Yeah. Why don't we go do this?
I had a good way to bring it back to the challenge, I think.
And listeners, if you've had a breakdown, share it with us on social media. Hit us with it on Instagram. We want to hear about some of your bottoms. Where did you find yourself?
And speaking of bottoms, we have to thank our sponsor, Hot JNCO Jeans, making your bottom look so fucking good.
And Rock Bottom Brewery. Thank you for saying
that. Yeah, buddy. Like, I'm glad that you're at this place. However, this was a challenge, and you did not do 7 days of journal
Fuck you
writing.
Guys. Like, no, you're right. No, that was my bad.
So I'll you've done, what, 4 days? So.
Let's turn the lights back off. I'll sit down here for a little while.
Sorry.
No, dude, that was beautiful. And I'm sorry, and we love you, and thank you for sharing that. Your therapist asked you to do this. Does writing these burn pages help at all? I'm curious about that. Because you're at a real fucking place.
100%.
We're not just doing it for the challenge this week or whatever. You're like actually doing it.
No. Like, I mean, I would just sit there and write about what I was thinking in my head. But definitely when you sit down and you put your hands and you start typing what it is you're feeling, like not just what you're thinking, but what it is that's in your gut or in your chest.
Yeah.
What comes out is far darker, far more sad, or more revealing and telling. And I definitely think it's super important. It's during this. I did 5 days so far and 2 days of therapy during that week. And I'm doing 2 therapy days a week just to try to get over this first initial hump. And definitely super helpful.
Do you cry while you're writing it?
I did it on the plane yesterday because it was in the morning. And I had my face, I was in a window seat, face turned towards that thing. And I'm like bouncing with my, it's like 5 a.m. And I'm like, these people are thinking I'm writing a manifesto and I'm about to take this thing down. But
I don't know if it's a general rule, but I have found in my life, if you cry while you're writing it, it's good. It's
then
real.
It counts.
And I'm going to be, Andrew has given me 3 free vouchers to his rage room. He's actually letting people come in.
Oh.
And that's so kind of you, Andrew.
I've
Thank you.
I've got more of these chairs.
Yeah, for continued healing.
Come on, down and work aftercare. Some shit out. I do play Disturbed on a Bluetooth speaker. So come on back.
Dude, I got to say, this is an excellent challenge for a lot of reasons. And I'm not trying to be cheesy, but this is why this podcast is like good for us to do, whether it grows or not, or whether we're like, wish we were as big as the other pod. Like, who gives a shit? This is a really good way to be with you dudes on a regular basis and share real shit like this.
Yeah.
And there's value in that.
Good 2022 and huge thanks to Ron. And, you know, people, if there's any of our challenges that you want to go back to, you want to like whatever, share that you're still continuing to do anything like that, please let us know. Tell us what you what you're doing and continuing with. If you took anything from this, we love like from this podcast throughout the year of things you took with you. Please. We love hearing that. Like, let us know. And
somebody stole a fucking satellite dish off Andrew's house. So if you took that from Andrew's house,
give it back.
You need to give that shit back.
It's for the rage room.
You're knocking items off your house now. Yeah.
You can do a roof rage. It's an extra $25.
How about some stand-up comedy to fucking let me go wipe my face?
How about some emotional Listerine?
Yeah, I feel bad for whoever's got to do this clip.
It's like a nightmare comedy gig where they're like, you're going to be at a vet. Yeah.
Yeah.
The stories I could tell.
Well, let's do this. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy. I still got the lives, all the lives from our live show that happens the last Saturday of every month at the Bug Theater, although not this month, not in December. We are returning in January. But this comic was here for the holiday show in November. One of our closest friends, Jordan Dahl. Enjoy this clip. God, what a doll. When we come back, we have more show and we have some birthday shout outs. Of course, the best third act in the business.
We'll see all you third actors there
for the
piece of pie you want.
And then we're going to tease what is the first challenge of 2023. You're going to want to know this is a big one. So stay tuned.
Been thinking about Christmas recently. Wondering if it's thinking about me. Do you guys know the pickle? Like the Christmas pickle ornament? Thank fucking God. So for the rest of you who don't know what this is, because I didn't know when my ex-girlfriend at Christmas was like, at my house, we have a tradition where there's a little glass pickle. And someone in the family will hide the pickle on the tree, and then the kids have to like go away, and then they have to come out, and they look for the pickle, and they're not allowed to touch the tree. But if they find the pickle, the one who finds the pickle gets an extra present. He's our little pickle prince. You know what I mean? And like, A, it sounds like it could be a hilarious joke to play on your boyfriend at Christmas. Pickle in the tree, he's been looking for 45 minutes. But it also sounds like it could be real. Like it could be like an old, like an old tradition from like, this was from the time of Kaiser Reiser, the pickle miser. When the land was bereft of pickles, when the children would wake up on Christmas mornings, their grubby fingers starving for pickle meat. But you're never gonna convince me that that shit wasn't cooked up by some sad ass dad. Like the Christmas after a separation. Just like, hey, come on, it's Christmas! We can still have fun! Let's take a look in the fridge! Alright, we got some baking soda, some limes, and some pickles! Alright, everybody close your eyes. See, we can still have fun without Mom and Kyle. All right, open them up. Now, whoever can find where I hid the pickle, you're gonna win some baking soda and some limes. I know Kyle's here. I have 10 minutes left. I don't. That's exactly my time, guys. Thanks for laughing at me. Stick around. Good God, what a show.
We are back in a big, heartfelt welcome to our third actors. It's good to see you. Fuck. Thanks for cutting all the fat off this podcast and getting right to the sweet meat at the end of the phone.
You didn't miss much. I just cried.
You didn't miss anything.
Nothing happened. No, Ben, nothing happened. Ben's in a fine emotional state. It's been lively. It's been goofy. Regular Yuck Fest Grolic saves the world.
Yeah, there it is.
Ooga. Good times,
But the biggest plug, the only plug we should do during this one, I think, is thank our listeners for a hell of a fucking year. Thank you all for everything.
Real.
And you all crush it, make it amazing. The people who came to see some of our live shows, we love you. Our Patreon subscribers, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times for making this podcast what it is.
Nothing cooler than showing up to a show at somewhere else in the country and people come up and say they listen to The Grolic Saves the World. It means the world to us. We know that you know us and love us in spite of who we are. So we appreciate that. And thank you for helping us grow the podcast by telling friends and listening. We really, really
Andrew,
it.
Would you like to do the honors, please?
Mm-hmm. Books.
Ooh, you added a new beat in there.
I mixed it up.
It gets quieter. It's like, it's just, I don't know. He brought so much energy when it first started. But
hey,
now
what
it's
if
like,
I'm doing a new one. Here's the new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Books.
Yes.
It's a holiday plugs.
And now they want to come to our shows, which is very good to hear because I will be at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina, December 29th through the 31st. It's New Year's weekend.
Oh, you're doing the big New Year's show, dude. What?
They managed to rope in ACH. They got the big fish down in Raleigh for New Year's.
Is that what you you're performing as? We told you not to use that nickname.
I'm the big fish. The big fish.
You pander down there in the South. When Adam goes down to the South, oh, he panders. He bills himself as the big
fish.
I'm
the catfish. Yeah. I'm the catfish in the South. And I'll be at Good Nights in Raleigh. And I hope to see you there. And if you listen to the pod, come up afterwards and tell me that you do. It means the world. Raleigh, good night, New Year's.
Yes, and people of Fort Collins, Colorado, I just wanted to plug this. I'll be headlining the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins on Thursday, December 29th. So please get your tickets now. As always, the links are in the show notes to these shows. So get your tickets now. Andrew, would you like to plug anything? Or are you done for the year? You're going to take it off and enjoy the holidays?
Thursday, December 29th. I'm getting a vasectomy. If you want to come bring a pie over or something that night, I'll be
is
on the couch
true,
with a bag of frozen corn on my balls.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
I want to get one. We should have made that a
fuck
challenge.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's
2023.
That's
you guys
got to
get
one, yes.
You guys got to get fixed. I'm getting fixed to close out the year. Next year, you guys can get fixed.
Dick snip.
Well, we'll have all that on Patreon. And speaking of, log on to our Patreon, everyone, at Grolix Comedy or patreon.com/Grolix Saves. We post all sorts of content there. We're going to be live streaming Andrew's vasectomy as well as the recovery process. Not safe for work content, but a lot of fun. A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. But he is right. All the people who have joined as of recently, thank you for joining our Patreon. This is huge. It's big for us. It makes these episodes happen. If you aren't familiar, on our Patreon, we have ad-free episodes. You get a welcome video if you come in at the me level. So you get a welcome video from me that sometimes is just flat out not safe for work. Nope. A lot of bonus content, including the new Boy Crazy. It's coming up next week, the new Boy Crazy, where we go through the 12 hunks of Christmas. We normally don't tease that hard, but that's a big one. And if you can't join Patreon right now, remember, you can still support us by telling a lot of people about the podcast. That's huge too. But if you are a member, if you come in at the me level, you get a birthday shout out. And this is a big freaking deal. And we've got a few for December.
God, there are just so many of these December babies going on. What's happening?
It's all that spring fucking, dude. Your parents went to Corpus Christi and had unprotected sex. Then here you come down the chute in December.
Did you say Corpus Christi like a cereal?
I think like I said it wrong.
Every morning, Corpus Krispies to start your day right.
Corpus Christi. We went down to Corpus Christi and I got pregnant. God damn it.
So we like to give personalized gifts to all our birthday shout outs on Patreon. So I was thinking this year, it's the end of the year. Let's say what these people's New Year's resolutions are.
Let's just
tell them what they are, and then they can do that going into the new year. And odds are we'll be right. They were doing it anyway. So,
okay.
Stop the presses. We have a late last minute November birthday sneaking in under the door. It counts. Hannah Tipney, we're bringing you in to the December birthdays.
What's Hannah? What's Hannah's New Year's resolution? We'll lump her into the December theme. What is
Hannah's
New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution is to get less sleep. A lot of people not getting enough, want more. Hannah's trying to cut it down to four hours Leonardo da Vinci style. Good luck. Good luck, Hannah.
Happy birthday, Hannah, from all of us here at Grolix Core. I'll take this next one. Thomas Bailey, happy birthday to you, bud. Thomas's New Year's resolution is to close his mouth more. He walks around just mouth open, agape, slack jawed, and it's not doing him any favors. Everyone's like, are you here? So in 2023, Thomas is going to close his mouth more in public and just kind of like present himself a little bit more professionally than the slack jawed approach he's been doing for his whole life.
A great resolution. and drier too, less spit. Okay, next up. Oh, I'll do this one. Long time friend of the pod, Chris Brenner.
Happy birthday, Chris.
New Year's resolution.
is to finally get the bends. He's an avid scuba diver. You know, it's just another notch on the tank.
Yeah.
Obviously, we hope, you know, you survive him, Chris, but it'll be a cool story, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to sit around the campfire with the true scuba heads and you don't have a bends story, what are you even fucking doing?
Exactly. It's not just a cool Radiohead album. It's a way of life. So good luck, Chris.
Yeah. Bounce back quick. Ben, I'm going to tee up this next one for you, bud. Courtney Irwin, happy birthday. And what's Courtney's New Year's resolution?
Well, I'm glad you did this. Courtney is a very close friend of mine. She is actually referred to as the knee. That's her, the knee or knee.
Just the knee. Cool.
Yeah, Courtney Irwin. And her New Year's resolution, got to give up huffing gas. She's going to stop. She said she's finally going to put the can down and find a moment of clarity for herself.
It's a cost-effective high.
It is. It at $4 a gallon now?
No, it's an expensive high. Thanks a lot, Biden.
It's now gone up higher than Rotgut vodka, and I think she's going to switch to that. Happy birthday, Courtney. Good luck getting rid of the chooch. You know what I mean? Getting rid of the chooch.
Nice. Okay.
Love that.
I'll take this next one. Travis Hill from up north. Friend of the pod, Travis Hill. Travis's New Year's resolution is to start smoking. It looks cool. Oh. It's a timeless habit. Smoking is cool.
Courtney needs to get off the gas. Travis needs to get on the butts.
Yep.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
Well, what do you think he smokes? Everybody go around. I'm going to say Parley Lights likes a recessed filter.
I was going to say Camel Wides. Remember Camel Wides? What a weird cigarette for someone with like
Remember
a big sloppy mouth.
Remember the wide cigarette anyway?
It's just one big cigarette in the pack. It's so wide. I'm getting a Virginia Slims vibe out of Travis.
Oh, you've come a long way, baby.
A dainty cigarette produced from a leather pouch. I like it. Adam, you take this next one. Come on.
Okay, well, big happy birthday to Marion Ash, and thank you for the support on Patreon. Marion, your New Year's resolution is to become a bit of an amateur arborist. You need to learn the trees in your neighborhood, and then once you've got those mastered, go to the park near your neighborhood. Learn all those trees. Then go to the national park nearest to you. Learn all those trees.
I think Marion is from the UK, not as much land, so really has to find the right
trees. Please do not talk to me about the diversity of trees in the UK, and do not talk to Marion about it because they're an expert in all the trees of the UK come 2024, because they're spending this entire year out there in the field, tromping around, perhaps taking in the birds as well. Who knows? Get to the trees, Marion. Keep your eyes in the sky and happy fucking birthday.
Hell yeah. That accent was insulting. What do you say we do one last lightning round, since there's only one more quick round?
Ben
Not a
Harris.
Lot of talking. Yes, this
Ben
is
Harris.
Ben Harris. Andrew, what do you think New Year's resolution for Ben is?
Ben Harris is finally going to join that underwater hockey league. Get out there and play it. It's a real sport. I've done it at a rec
Andrew,
center.
Andrew, what shit are you looking on the internet? What the fuck are you talking about?
I played underwater hockey. I didn't look it up. I've lived it. And Ben is going to live it. Ben's going to join an underwater hockey league. It's an insane sport and pretty dangerous.
Yep. All right. Okay. Adam.
Ben is probably as excited as I am that Tom DeLonge's back in Blink 182. So Ben, drop what you're doing, forget your fucking family, and follow Blink for the entire year. Just follow them from town to town. Check out every show. If you got to sell off funds, whatever, to afford it, fucking do it, Ben. Live the Blink dream this year. Tom's
or at
back,
least
baby.
However long Tom makes it during this next tour before he quits the band again.
Stop it. Ben, when you shit on mine and Ben's dreams, you offend me and you offend our Patreon nation.
Fine. born on Boxing Day. Which I still don't understand what that is. Ben Harris, born on Boxing Day.
It's a sequel to Born on the 4th of July. It's Tom
he's
Cruise.
He's going to get the shit knocked
so
out of him.
So that's why where I was going. Ben is going to enter a professional Muay Thai fight. That is Thai boxing.
Ooh.
But without having ever taken a class. He wants to see how well he does from a baseline set of knowledge. And I think that this is brash. I think it's bold. I think I'd love it for Ben. I think it's a great way to see Test his strength without any experience.
I love that journey for you, Ben. And could you film it and we could put it up on Patreon, all the shots of your head exploding in the ring? That would be fantastic.
I think it's going to end with calf kicks, tiny calves on Ben Harris. But anyway, happy birthday to all of you. And we hope it's an amazing birthday. Bummer about where it was placed.
I'm right there with you.
And this just in, there's one more secret birthday shout out. From a little friend of the pod who we know and love as Old Hogface. Old Hogface is living up to his namesake, turning 63 this 2022. And we didn't forget about you, buddy. We did not forget about you.
And I don't even support the Patreon.
Happy Medicare, bud. And
this is a freebie.
Yeah, even though you don't support, you because your whatever you used as a payment method keeps bouncing. Andrew, want to say happy birthday. And I think Andrew's resolution this year will be to maybe come over sometime, Andrew, and hang out with me. You know, spend a night at my place for the night, do you think? Huh, buddy?
I think Andrew's New Year's resolution should be to talk a little bit less on the pod. Just talk a little bit less in 2023. Like, you're fine. They know you're here. Talk a little less on the pod. It's just a resolution I think you could try out for a year and see how it goes. Happy birthday, you old sack of shit.
Happy 63rd, you dick face. Big, huge thanks to our producer, old Run It Back, Ron Doyle himself is going to run it back. He's actually running back to his house right now. Problem with his car. But we don't pay him for this. So, you know, good luck on this.
Well, thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording at the live show. We also don't pay you, and we so very much appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. Happy New Year to you. Our theme music, as always, is provided by the reflective Charlie Continental.
And that is not not emotionally reflective. He's actually wearing a lot of shinier outfits now. A lot of bling.
Yeah, I like that look.
So what are we doing? Well, listen, what are we doing to kick off 2023?
Listen,
new year, new us. Everything resets.
I think
times end on New Year's Day. What are we doing?
There's a calendar guy.
I want to say I made it a little heavy this episode, and I want to keep the heaviness going. I want to start off so serious this after the new year. Listen, we've done D and D. Now I say we do D on D, and that's your hint. And I'm telling you all, people listening, this is absolutely insane, and you're not going to want to miss this.
I'm terrified because you're not in a good place. What's going to What is this?
My therapist said this one was a little problematic, but she's co-signing a lot right now because she knows I'm on the edge. Anyway, the last time of 2022, I just want to say this. We love you, and play us out, Charlie!
Yeah!